Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on today that is Tuesday, the 8th of July. Welcome. I've spilled fucking fluids on my tit already. You know what I mean? Just in case you thought it was, if you're watching this on video and you're like, is he sweating profusely from one teat? Nah, bro. Spilt fucking water on it. Like a fucking animal. Shout out to me for wearing a grey t-shirt on a grey background. Okay, like a floating head. Let me plug some shit up front before we get started. Labs, as always, first and third Wednesday of the motherfucking month. You know what I mean? We had a Lavery's there last Wednesday, which we had fucking Danny O'Brien come down. It was a great night. The good thing about Lavery's is, even when it's summer and it's a little bit quieter than usual, like quiet is full and standard is rammed. You know what I mean? And it was just, it was full of people. Everyone had a fucking lovely time. You know what I mean? We are back on the 17th. So there you go. Once you get the marching out of the way, you can come back for a bit of comedy. There's tons of shit on the go here, guys. You know what I mean? I've got a tour coming up in the winter / fall. Starts in September. You know what I mean? Some of the dates selling out already. The likes of Oma. Fucking there's about one ticket left. You know what I mean? Squeeze both my teats. Got the tour coming up, shine.net, if you want to see any tickets for that. I'm in Galway tomorrow night with the Loaf McCann. We're travelling the whole way down to Galway to do stand-up comedy. What the fuck? You know? No other job do you do that. Let me drive for a total of 8 hours to do 40 minutes of comedy. It's wild. It's wild shit, guys. But we're going to be there tomorrow night. Don't know whether we're staying or not. Going to figure it out if it's like fucking 12 at night. And I'm like, could I be arse driving for 4 hours right now? We'll stay over and get shitholed. But we'll see. And of course, the second Odyssey gig is on sale. So get your tits around that. The first one sold out. Second one is now on sale. If you want to come see me in the Odyssey Arena. And just be part of history, guys. You know what I mean? Be part of that dead-on mafia. Let's go in there. Wreck the shop. You know what I mean? Unbelievable. I don't know what else to say right now. I think that's... Oh, yeah, and merch. We've had a restock of the red General Never Fails t-shirt, the General Banter Podcast t-shirt, the grey one, and the live black and white t-shirt will be on sale. So there you go. Okay. There you go. Let's play the intro, and then we'll get started on a fairly uneventful week. Let's face it, you know what I mean?
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, ladies and gentlemen. I want you to get yourself and your soul together. This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. There you go. This might be a very question-heavy podcast, guys, because I'll tell you why. Not a majorly busy week, I'll be honest with you. We had shit to do. There's a lot of stuff getting shot for this documentary coming out, which now when I think about it is in a less than a week, so I better put a fucking teaser out today or something. So there you go. Yeah, just shot some stuff. Had Maureen as the camera woman. And it's weird. It's weird shooting a thing. And I don't know, I'm getting worse at it now where I shoot a thing and I go, this isn't fun. And by the way, it's probably because I've got better at something. You know what I mean? You get better at a thing, you're just better at it. You know, you're more efficient at getting through it. You're better at writing it. You're better at producing it and everything. So you kind of get through stuff and, you know, you're like, oh, I didn't really laugh that much there. Was that funny? You know, years ago, you'd have spent all day fucking filming 10 minutes of footage because you were like laughing your head off because you thought you were so funny. And now you just do it and you're like, is this going to be funny at all? Does that even look good? Are we going to have to reshoot that or whatever? So anyway, look forward to that coming out, guys. We'll put out a fucking taster one of these fucking, one of these days. I think we really do have a ton of questions for this podcast. So I think we just fucking, we get into that at some point in the near future. What other shit have we been up to? Been progressing in the running. Downloaded RunKeeper, you know, which sort of shows you how pathetic the run was that you just did. Although, you know, there's a wee place near me and I go and I run around this lake and I thought, I was like, this probably isn't even like fucking half a mile, but it's actually pretty much 2 miles, just under 2 miles. So I do two types of running now. I'll go like, okay, we'll make a morning of this and we'll go somewhere and we'll just try and run, whether it's like a fucking, like the 10K sort of loop that we've done, me and Aaron did, near fucking died one day. Or I'll just go, right, I know this is like just under 2 miles. It'll take me, you know, I'd say 20 minutes. It took me 16 minutes today, which I don't think is too shit for what is essentially a manatee with a pair of fucking Asics running shoes on. But it is weird how it's, you know, it starts to take over you a wee bit. Like I went for a run this morning. It was literally, it took me 60 minutes. I shouldn't have bothered. People are probably like, why did you run 60 minutes? I should have done 2 laps. But I was trying to be quick, you know what I mean? I was trying to just get it done. And now that I've done that and come home and showered, you know, and spilt milk all over my one tit, I'm sort of thinking about later. I'm like, could I do another workout later? Absolutely. Absolutely, I could. But yeah, I feel like it's a good way to be. Just be in that mindset of like always looking for. But it's crazy. I think it's just anything that's like rewarding. You know what I mean? You feel like you're getting better at it. Considering the same run the other day took 17:21 or something. And today it was like 16:12. Shave the minute off it. You know? Must have been the different shorts I was wearing. All sorts of weird techniques. You know what I mean? I'm going to have to get myself a bum bag. I've resorted to like parking the car, hiding the key. You know what I mean? I'll just hide the keys so I don't have to run with a big jangly bag of keys. You know, it's working off carrying this dick and balls. Have to leave. but I mean, talk about an absolute. I mean, there's girls out there probably going, try having tits. What I say to them is, I've got the tits too. But let me complain about the ball bag for a second. I mean, it's literally like, do you ever see when people start a fire and they got like a stick and then they got like a thing that looks like a bowl from a bow and arrow and they put it round and then they twist it and then so that they can pull it up and down and it twists. Anyway, that's basically what your boxers do to your ball bag. It feels like they wrap around and then just fucking back and forward and your nuts are just all over the, just fucking clattering off each other round. And people are saying, you know, people aren't saying, but you know, the thing there would be get yourself some more supportive boxers. But I don't know. Is there like a sports bra for your cock? And then dudes will start complaining the way girls do. I don't want to look like I've got one. I don't want to look like I've got one long tit. Why do girls always say that? That's all I hear over and over again. Oh, it just gives you like one boob when you wear a fucking thing. Listen, fellas don't care about the one boob shape. What they want to see is the tit meat up the top. And that's coming from the pervert's mouth, okay? Because we're all fucking pervs. All right, guys? But yeah, I'm starting to just wee silly things where I'm like, oh, my ankle's sore. You know, my nuts are doing somersaults there. And you know those things you used to get at like football, or like a football match? And they'd be like... And they're actually... Now, this mic stand, you know, was it worth £100? Certainly not. And I'll tell you what they're called, guys. They're the things I'm thinking of. They are called clackers. Okay? My ball bag, when I'm running, is like a set of clackers. Clack, clack, clacking away. Fucking hell. What does it say? Five dangerous banned children's toys. It is amazing the things that, like, you probably used to be able to get as a toy. And now you can't play with them because it's illegal. I mean, I did some fucking stupid shit as a kid too, like. Not so toy heavy with myself, to be honest. It was more like, someone had like a torch battery, like a big square battery. And they were like, stop throwing that at the ground. It'll burst and the battery acid will come out. And I went, what, bro? There's acid in it? So I deliberately smashed the shit out of it. And sure enough, got acid on my hand, burnt like fuck.
Without hearing this noise.
And they're clackers.
It's a new toy for the trendy technological age. They're worked by kinetic energy. Yes, kinetic energy.
Why is there a garlic?
That's the energy that's created when a force sets something in motion. You can do all sorts of crazy things with them. Or rather, Carolyn and Helen can. Show us a...
Why is she in her fucking bikini? Why is she in a bikini?
And now a monkey climb. And a pendulum swing.
It wasn't as innocent as it looked. In fact, it was very dangerous.
You thrust two of them up your shit pipe and fucking it's a party. Shout out to fucking just that girl being there in her bikini. That was, I bet you that was the fucking 80s or 70s. I bet it was the 70s, just where everyone was a pervert. We're gonna do a demonstration on clackers. Would it be, you know, out of the question for you to be in a bikini? You know, nips ahoy, basically. You know. It's the 70s, not too shy of a bush hanging out the side of your fucking nicks. And a fuck, smuggling two Maltesers down the front, no problem. What age are you, 15? Get in there. I mean, I don't know what the fucking, what the trend is these days, but you know, when you're kicking about, and where were we, and there was like a bus of fucking... they were literally children, and I'm going to sound like Jimmy Savile here, but you're like, where are these 14-year-olds going to get their titties pierced? There, I said it. Do you know what I mean? Oh, you finished your key stage threes, you got your birthday coming up, what do you want? I want both my nips pierced so the dudes will fuck me. Cool. Very cool. Very, very cool. Dudes are just running around. Dudes, how can girls look like they're literally like 16 and they look like a washed up porn star, and then you see the dude and you go, okay, you look like that. That's the way you should look, like an awkward as fuck 16-year-old, you know, doing things that you think are cool. Saw a guy with a bandana tied around his wrist, and I nearly fucking drive by heckled him. You're Maroon 5, bro. Getting a perm, like. There's dudes there with perms. You know, it's weird. I mean, I probably did stupid shit when I was a teenager, but it's literally like... Mom, can I get a perm? What? I just don't think my hair's like windswept and curly looking enough, so I was just looking... Chicks dig perms, you know what I mean? Come in there all fucking curly and... You know what I mean? People will be like, fuck me, he's sexy as fuck. Oh my God, what's he wearing? Retro tennis gear? Fucking helmet. Love that fucking Alessi fucking jumpsuit you've got on. Oh, mate. Love them fucking Umbro shoes. They look like you're in the fucking Spice Girls, mate. Them platform ones. And here's the thing. I'm a fairly liberal guy. You know what I mean? You express yourself. But people are expressing themselves and it looks stupid. You know? I feel the same way about art. Went to art college for a while. You know? We're doing abstract art. Absolutely do abstract art. If it looks good. If it looks like shit, throw it in the bin. But it's what it represents. Is it? It represents being in the fucking bin is what it represents. I've had too much coffee today. What a pile of shit. Oh, here. We went baby shopping the other day. That was eye-opening. I was actually pleasantly surprised. Where do we go? Mamas and Papas in Victoria Square there. You get a full... I'm pretty sure... I don't know if they're telling the truth or not in there, because like everyone looks pregnant. It must be like part of the fucking deal. You have to be pregnant when you work in there. Everyone's like, when are you due? I'm due here. And you're like, are you? Or is this just so that we're on a wavelength? But I don't know. I'd heard all these fucking weird tales and, you know, scaremonger tactics. I literally thought I was going to go in there and be like, okay, this is going to cost me £10,000. We didn't buy anything, but, you know, we looked around and I was like quite pleasantly surprised. I was like, okay, just get the fuck in. We'll just, you know, we're in a place where we're just like, well, yeah, just get the fucking whatever one you want then. Because I thought a pram was £3,000. You know what I mean? I was prepared, like, okay, you know, possibly this will do 1, 2, 3, whatever amount of kids. Let's fucking buy a decent one. Let's really fucking, no new car for Colin to live. Just get a fucking, we'll just get the best one. And then I went in, like, the best one wasn't that dear, relatively speaking. And I was like, well, fucking just get that. You know what I mean? Thought a car seat was about £8,000. Nah. A few hundred quid. Fucking stick it in, bro. Get the best one. You know what I mean? Point it backwards. I love some of the science they throw out during sales things. They're like, it's been, there's this new system and this one's certified for that. And it means if a baby is facing forward and it goes forward, boom, the impact is the equivalent of 45 stone. But if it hits it backwards, it's only like 4. Now, I'm completely paraphrasing that, but that's how ridiculous it was. And you're like, what? If you're in a crash and the baby's pointing forward and it hits the thing, there's 45 stone at 30 mile an hour. Listen, am I a physiologist? No. Physicist? Definitely not. But you know what I mean? If it hits it, it hits it. How's the force different? You know what I'm saying? Oh yeah, if it hits it like that, it's 45 stones worth of pressure. Turn the baby round. It's only 4. What? How the fuck does that work? Turn the baby round and all of the fucking rules of physics don't apply. Okay. I'll make sure when I fuck... If I ever lose a rag and throw it at a wall, I make sure I throw it back first. You know what I mean? So it doesn't have as much impact. Do you reckon there's some fucking psycho out there? Some like serial killer who's like, so if I throw a baby at a wall, I'll make sure I do it face first because the force is a lot more. Maybe she meant on the front of its face. If it hits like that, it's 45 stone worth of pressure on its face. And if you turn it round, it's only 4 stone of pressure on the front of its face. Why is that? Well, because it got absolutely brained from the back. Fucking hell, bro. But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised. And then I also had a thought of like, I mean, you know, how, you know what I mean? Like if you were like, and I'm sure it happens. Well, obviously people just get benefits and stuff. But I was like, how the fuck does anyone buy this shit? You know what I mean? The people fucking, take out fucking loans and shit. But then, I don't know. Maybe I'm just thinking weirdly. You know, not that many fucking years ago, if we'd had a baby, I'd have been like, okay, what are we doing? Selling fucking blood here? How are we getting this? How are we buying all this shit? But I suppose people have families and whatever who help out, and there are different, like, alliances and shit. But, like, fuck me, it is a lot of money. I was just thinking about, like, you know, we didn't even buy one, and I already said to Maureen, I was like, you can basically get a pram, or like a, I don't even know what the difference is. There's like a pushchair and a pram and a buggy, and I'm like, what? But you can get it valeted, and we didn't even buy one that day, and I was like, we should probably just get it valeted and like give it to somebody, just flat out give it away to someone else who needs it. And she was like, oh yeah, totally. I was like, yeah, it is a fortunate position to be in if you can just like fucking go in and buy like shiny new shit, you know, for a baby that you're bringing into the world. Felt fortunate, you know what I mean? As I sat in O'Brien's, ate a sandwich, took some photos with the staff, you know what I mean? I was like, who am I? Carl Frampton around here? King of Bell. Someone, someone wrote on a comment on one of my videos, King of the North, and I'll be honest with you guys, I don't hate it. If you could refer to me as that from now, or the People's Champ from now on, that would be fucking brilliant. Okay? There's a fly. They're just right at this light. Do my tits in. So went baby shopping. Yeah, fucking strange. Strange experience. Very real. You know what I mean? You're like, okay, actually having a baby. Fucking hell, bro. Maureen at the minute, doing well, bit tired, bit uncomfortable, bit cranky. She got up about 4 a.m. this morning, couldn't sleep, and went downstairs. We deliberately bought a sofa like a while ago that was like bits on it, you know what I mean? You can just build bits on it. So it's the whole length of the wall, so you can comfortably sleep like fucking two people, feet to feet, either end. So she went down to sleep on that. Obviously, I wasn't. I mean, she literally could have just went, can you fuck off? Did I stretch out in this bed? But I just lay there asleep because I'm a cool guy. And she went downstairs and I assumed she just was too warm or something and like went down and slept. But she went down and was awake from like 4 straight through to like, what time did I get up? I don't know, probably like 8 or something. And, or shortly after, and she only went to sleep about 8. And I went down all like, oh yeah, good crack and all. And she'd just fallen asleep. And then she woke up and then she was very annoyed. And I was like, I'm the best, aren't I? You know? I was thinking, this is going to be some crack if I run down and be like, it's me! Good morning! And she was just like, I just fell asleep and you just woke me up. You fucking idiot. So I felt great, you know? Felt like my usual cool self, you know? Felt like a real cool guy. What a cock. But, yeah, once again, we're in a fortunate position, you know, where we can move our time. You know, most people at this stage of pregnancy probably are still fully fucking employed. You know, it's about gratitude this week. Is that even the word? Who gives a fuck? But we're able to go, do you know what? Fortunate enough that I can just say to her, just you fucking do whatever you want today. Just you lie about, watch your wee stories on TV. And I'll bring you cups of decaf tea and biscuits. You know? I mean, and her favourite pregnant meal, which is chocolate cereal, you know, of which she is just, I mean, I say she's eating it. She will buy it and be like, don't eat these Weedos. These are for me when I feel like I want them. And then I'll just keep eating them till they're gone. You know what I mean? Don't leave it around me. I'm like a bear right before it hibernates. Just fucking. I actually fucking seen that. On something. It was a bear breaking into like a container. And all that was in it was cereal. The mad bastard. So there you have it. What other cool stories have you got, Colin, you fucking retard? Saturday night went down to Daly's there. Yeah, went down to Daly's there in Oma to see Paul Curry perform. Wild shit, bro. Had a couple of drinks because I'm back boozing it up. Not really boozing it up, but like I think I've recalibrated the way that I drink, which is, you know, maybe not every other day go on the full piss and then lose a full day and then another day goes by and then you go, well, I'm back to normal. Do you know what I mean? Now we're like just, you know, just like we sneaky drinks, it feels like. You know, we're going down to Oma. Okay, I'll have a couple of few pints. Watch some comedy, which was fucking demented. And then come home. That's fine. That's fine by me. Just wee drinks. Didn't even have a hangover the next day. Felt great. So there you go. I mean, it's been a slow week, guys. You know what I mean? Painting some fucking bathrooms and shit. Unbelievable. Also, my new favorite band, Idols. Big fan of them. Big fan of, let me see, Idols. Been listening to them a lot. They've got good music. They've got good messages behind the music. I mean, there is elements of the sort of pandering social justice warrior about them, but the tunes are good. You know, there's elements of that, You know what I mean? That sort of like, yeah, fucking, if you start a mosh pit and, you know, if by the way, if it's all dudes in that mosh pit, then it's not a mosh pit. It's just a phallus. You know? And you're like, is it though? You think it's some sort of male, like, you know, show of strength to be like, yeah, we're doing a mosh pit. I think what it actually is a big fucking circle of hairy fat dudes who aren't getting rid, going like, fuck yeah, dude, I love this. And girls are going, I don't know if I want a sweaty, hairy back on my teeth by accident. But yeah, at least I got the tunes. You know, every song is like, this one's for the NHS, shout out to the nurses. Oh, we all know about depression, bro. It's depressing. Wah. In fact, I'm saying that like I don't care about fucking mental health. I just think people need to fucking just get stuck into it. You know what I mean? It's worked for me. Just fucking get stuck clean into it. Somebody actually tagged. I don't know how people do this. If anyone finds a good clip, I don't know if you can even get in your bastard and fucking tags and shit, can you? Tagged. Oh, yeah. Log in. Och, piss. Directly in my mouth. Phone number, username, or yeah, I'm not even going to log into that now because it's going to want, fuck living in the country. It'll be like, confirm via phone number, and I'll get the text in 9 weeks when I get a bit of signal. But yeah, someone had cut a clip out of me and Aaron talking about mental health stuff, and I was like, yeah, I just got to get aggressive, you know what I mean? But anyway, back to the idols. That's basically what, in between every song, it's like, fucking, oh yeah, this one's about depression. Oh yeah. Everyone's welcome here if you're fucking a boy or girl or non-binary and all that shit. I like it though, it just sounds like, it sounds like drinking. Great stuff. But also, fucking, I don't know. Cool stuff. Let me, do you know what? I'm going to get into some questions. And, let me see. I'll get into some questions, guys. Just because that'll guide us through the rest of the thing, because there are plenty of them. Let me see. Oh, there you go. Colin Geddes, a Daily Comedy Club sold out. This is how we do it. Sold out. Let me see. This is the most. Do you shower naked? If so, you're a nonce. All right, mate. Fuck's sake. Sorry, I'm just. When are you doing a tour down under? When I'm world famous, bro. Which will be never. Great stuff. Right, okay. Here we go. Right, we'll hit these questions and let it guide us through the rest of the podcast. First of all, now, did anyone see the UFC? Because Sunday morning, our man in Vietnam, Sean Campbell came around. And we watched UFC.
And these guys just flapping.
And this fight, all I had seen was your guy Jorge Masvidal screaming at an unconscious body. And I didn't know how the knockout happened. And then we eventually got our hands on it, watched the thing.
At each other. Any
seen how it did happen.
The fight clock
runs out, knee in the head, absolutely dead, and then punched in the face. And then he taps the mat. Oh my god. Stiff. Like, legs completely stiff. Just runs out, knees him in the head. And coma. Knockout, like, but it's how fucking weird is it? Like, I'm a fight fan, and then you watch something like that, and you go, okay, dead. He died there. He's a dead person now. He'll never fight again. Coma. Unbelievable. talk about fucking physics. He got hit with 45 stone worth of pressure on the front of the fucking bake there. Jesus Christ. Unbelievable. Thoughts on UFC? Well, there you go. That was the first question. Okay. What's your thoughts on Ben Askren being laid to rest on Saturday? That's hilarious. Like, I thought he was dead, if I'm being fully honest. Fuck. Let me see. If you could pick any celebrity to be a guest on your podcast, who would it be and why? Also, there's a pretty epic video. Okay, I don't know what the fuck that is. What the fuck? Who would I have on this podcast? I don't know, because then you sort of, I mean, that's a good way to get your podcast popular, is like, try and interview people that have a bigger profile than you, so that whenever people Google them in podcasts, you sort of fall into the thing. You know what I mean? The likes of... You know what I mean? Like, Irish Man Abroad or something like that. You know, he can... I mean, I'm sure he'd done all right but on his own, like, but, you know, if you're interviewing fucking super famous people are going to want to listen to the chat you had with the famous person. I don't know if I really want to do that. There's plenty of people I'd like to meet or, you know, chat to, but it's like, it's, I don't even know if I'd want to podcast with someone just for the sake of fucking podcasting. You know what I mean? It'd be more like, would I do someone else's podcast? Like, you know, do you want to do a Rogan or something? You'd be like, absolutely. Talk about how out of date and moronic it is. Oh shit, I just remembered a thing. I'm supposed to do an interview with Irish News. Oh fuck, I don't even know what that is, but sure. Okay. Talk about how out of date and moronic it is to march up and down roads playing shite instruments, droning on about our culture, religion, and moaning about the flags while decent human beings live and let live. While focusing on making the future a better place instead of shouting on about ancient history. Also, who learns to play the flute? Fuck up and get a guitar, you banger. Yeah, I mean, I know it's people's tradition and all this here, but it's just like fucking... And I've said this a million times before. Don't interrupt other people's fucking time. Who do you think you are? I know you're like, we have the rights to these roads and all... I know, but like, if it was fucking any other time of year, it wouldn't fly. If you just built a fire at the side of the road and set it on fire, you would be arrested. But then when it's the 11th, it's like, nah, we can build a fucking 100-foot thing. And it falls over into some outlaw's fucking porch or something. But it's like, and then marching, I feel the same way about fucking Pride. I'm like, doing a park? Just doing a fucking park, bro. Everyone has to fucking, like, stop their life. Oh, yeah, it's like the fucking purge. Oh, I can't go out today because people are marching and I'll not be able to get anywhere. Huh? Couldn't do it any other day of the week. Couldn't just throw up a fucking protest or something somewhere and just be like, oh, yeah, we're just blocking it. We're just going to block this road and walk down it really slow. The police would break it up. But... unfortunately, like, you know, I mean, I had to walk through Belfast on the 12th to like, meet Maureen and, like, walk back to where we lived in Belfast. And it was fucking terrifying just going through, like, Belfast on the 12th. And there's, you know, there's, like, drunk lads just finishing a bottle of WKD, which, by the way, I don't know why people don't get slagged for that. You know what I mean? It's one world where you're allowed to drink blue wickets and no one's like, bro, what are you, pregnant? But yeah, the guy was like pissing in the street, throwing bottles up in the air, having them smashed down, and cops just have to stand there like, ha ha ha, can't say anything because the whole fucking place will kick off if I try and arrest this guy for acting like a cunt. Anyway, it's annoying as fuck. Yeah, do it in a fucking one place. Unbelievable. Ever had any really bad experiences with drugs? I mean, I've talked about the most recent fucking weed OD in Amsterdam. That fucking, that scrambled my fucking brain for a week or so. Jesus Christ. But nothing really happened other than I was like, somebody get me back to the hotel quickly. Talked about it on stage. There's a clip on my Instagram of me talking about the taking too much. Where did Daniel Watson disappear off to? Just wanted to do his own thing. Went his own way. Don't know if he would necessarily want to do comedy anymore. So there you go. Not much more to it than that. If you could only do, this is from, who's this from? Brendan McKenna. If you could only do stand up podcasting or making videos the rest of your life, which one would you do? Fuck Portico, Portaferry. I mean, as long as one of them was like, you know, financially stable and you could make a living from it, probably podcasting, if I'm being honest. Stand-up's class. Who was I talking to about this recently? Stand-up's lethal if you're, especially for me anyway, if you're doing it at the top level, which is like, you're not fucking trying to work out your material at an open mic. You're like, writing and trying to perform to my best in front of a big crowd. And hopefully doing very well in front of that crowd. And everything else beneath that is shite. So, you know, if you drive for fucking, you know, all fucking day to get somewhere to do a gig that was kind of shite and you had a heckler, you're like, fuck this, carry on. I like it when it's, you know, the Premier League of comedy. You know what I mean? It's full of fans. The pitch is a good surface. We're ready to go. Making videos is, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really a video guy. I had used video to be, to try and be funny. And then I make vlogs kind of for the crack. I think I would just do podcasting and then maybe make some like vloggy type things as a hobby. But I think podcasting would be the one that I would pick. Because, you know, if I have a guest on, it can be super funny. I can chat shit to myself. You know what I mean? Can do all that shit. P.S. Fuck Portico, Portaferry. It's absolutely hilarious that like we tried to book a gig at the Portico Theatre, Portaferry, and whoever runs it was like, I don't know if it's quite matches our demographic. And then I mentioned that on a podcast. I was like, oh yeah, they didn't want to have me down there. And I had enough messages from people where I'm like, well, there's your crowd, there's the people that would have went, you fucking idiot. No, we can't have them in here because the locals won't like it. Are you sure you know the locals? Because most of them were fucking raging. Including our boy Brendan McKenna here, who's about to fucking torch the place. Alright. Have you any ideas for a TV show or a movie that could star you? Yeah, bro. That's from Tiernan. I've fucking tons of it. Like, there was a period of time whenever there was this weird transition between like I Am Fighters and I'd been on BBC a couple of times. And I thought that's what I wanted to chase. And I was like, I swear to God, I was like, there are about fucking 15 ideas for TV shows that could just be made right now with no development. You know what I mean? Whether it was like a By the Blender series or it was By the Blender sort of visiting places, you know, like a mock doc type thing. There was Bestie McDee was kicking about at the time. We literally did a pilot for Channel 4. Channel 4 called The Scene with Bestie McDee, which... It was just, I bet you if someone did something similar now, you'd be like, okay, this is actually pretty funny. But it was like a bit ahead of, it was like a hipster character sort of checking out all these new trends and stuff. And it would have been funny, but they just weren't into it. Movies. Yeah. It's just one of them things. It's like, It's the amount of effort it would take to get something made, especially here. I'm just like, whatever the fuck, who gives a shit? It's just not the way it's going anymore. I could I could probably write and shoot a TV show myself quicker than I could have it made by BBC and I was talking to Dave Elliott about that, or someone said about like some show that was getting made and they were half bitching about it, and I was like, the BBC only make shit TV. You know, if they were making really good TV and you were trying really hard and you're like, ah, oh, fuck, they've missed it. They've missed me out again. Then you have a right to be angry. But all they do is pump out shit. So it should be a good thing that they don't want to work with you. You know what I mean? The only way I would do something to BBC and I is if they went, here's £1 million and we're not going to fucking say anything to you till it's ready. That's the only way I would do it. Aidan Davis. Now, sometimes, you know, this podcast is called the General Banter Podcast, and sometimes we do talk about a range of things. Sometimes I try and be silly. If I've got a guest on, it'll be really silly, you know, depending on what the mood is of the day. You know, we try and keep it lighthearted, but sometimes there are some very serious existential questions that you get asked, and it does take a more serious tone. Aidan Davis asks, if you could suck your own dick, would you? Aidan, I think if I could suck my own dick, this is what the podcast would sound like, right? That was a moment's silence for Aidan there, just to demonstrate what this podcast would be like if I had the ability to suck my own dick, because I would not be here. I would be in my house sucking my own dick, and you wouldn't be able to type that message to me because you would be sucking your own dick with both hands in your asshole, and that's just the way it is. If you could suck your own dick, would you? You would have no friends, no family, no job if you could suck your own dick. Next question. Penis size. Discuss penis size, or what's the size of my penis? Penis size. Weird thing, isn't it? You almost need like a fully shape-shifting dick. You gotta be somewhere in the world of your dick is substantial enough where it looks okay in your body. Not too small where it doesn't satisfy anybody or look good. And not too big. Because I think realistically, the big dick is a bit like, oh, I like that. But in reality, impractical. You know what I mean? When you really get down to brass tacks. And by brass tacks, I mean fucking. You know what I mean? Penis size. Mick, Violin Mick. Shout out to Violin Mick. Cheers for the fucking String Ninjas t-shirt. Should have put it on. Fuck's sake. He was responding to like the last thing I seen. We were in, speaking of the 12th and all, we were in Belfast, and there was like, we're driving along the front of the waterfront, whatever that road's called there, between the courts and the waterfront, near where the market is, and fucking there's like four kids pushing like a stack of pallets on a wee trolley on the road, like running with it, and cars queued up behind them, and you're literally like, if you were doing this in November, would you get away with it? You know, stop in traffic with a fucking thing of, but like, it's just, sorry, it keeps them out of trouble, let them steal pallets there, by the way. There's money in pallets, you know what I mean? You could sell them, you fucking idiots. Getting a lorry load of them. Watched Catherine Ryan's new Netflix special. Loved her last one. Not fussed on this one. I think that's just because that's just specials for you, you know what I mean? The one thing that opened my eyes was like, filming a bit of a thing for myself there in January. And there was 1, 2, 3, 4 cameramen. And depending on what camera angle you looked at it from, or what audio was being used between the cameras before we synced it with like the mic audio, it sounded like 4 different gigs. You know what I mean? One angle, I'm fucking killing. One angle, it's like goddamn Bernie Mac at Def Jam. And then another angle, it's like really quiet. And then from the back, it's weird. So it all just depends how they capture these gigs. I don't know. It's just fucking, I don't know. It's weird. You got to go see people live, really. You know what I mean? Like, the way it's going now is people should just put out clips and be like, here's a taster of what I do live. Then you go see them. Because sitting there for an hour, like, it's almost a waste of fucking time, to be honest. Unless the person's dead, it's like, oh yeah, I'll just remind myself how good Richard Pryor was. You got to just go see comedians, I think. Are you excited about being a dad? Congrats to you both. And that is from Chloe something. Yes, I am excited about it. I'm scared that I might be incompetent, but I'm excited about it. Are you going to record any more Iron Fighters? And whatever happened to Thomas Dickerson? That's from Kieran. There'll be no more Iron Fighters just because, you know, you don't want to be doing the fucking same thing forever. I'm doing like a 10-year anniversary sort of catch-up documentary, which is going to be probably the last thing that I do unless I can think of like good ideas for, you know, daily blends and stuff like that. But I just, you just got to evolve a wee bit, you know what I mean? I'm 32 now. What do I do? Just keep fucking pumping them out. And then I'm like, oh, it's crack, bro. I'm 40. Look at my character videos. I'm 40 years old. We'll stick to this shit, you know what I mean? Chatting in people's ears. Eat my ass. Let's go. Guilty pleasure of mine due to them being one of the first gigs I've been to is Lost Prophets. You have any bands that you wouldn't admit to liking, but would be a fan of? Yeah, right enough. That must be awful. I actually feel sorry for the other dudes. Although, would they not have known anything? Probably not, you know what I mean? How would you know, like, I mean, he might be the worst one. Of all the pedos, you know what I mean? He's literally, like, out there fucking babies. You know what I mean? Fucking some babies, yeah. Were they Welsh? Hey, fucking tune them. Ian Watkins. See this shit. Listen to this sentence. Lost Prophets singer Ian Watkins has been sentenced to 35 years for a string of child sex offences, including the attempted rape of a baby.
And I know you say I can't care for someone, but are you that clever that you smile forever? Is it summer? Yeah, cause I just don't feel it. Maybe it's the trees here.
I mean, comments are disabled for this video. Of course. Top comment, fucking 1 million likes. Bit of a tune for a baby rapist. Ring the ding 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 ding. I mean, how do you get to that point? Like, attempt. What? Oh my god, I feel so sick right now. I don't know if it's the coffee or the baby rape. I mean, the rest of those dudes are just like, all right, I thought I had a career there until Ian over there is raping babies. Ring a ding 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 ding. Just back to the job centre on Monday. What was the reason for leaving your last job? My mate, my co-worker there, was raping babies. So, no more tour at the minute. Because I was let down by one of my co-workers, you know. Fuck's sake. I love the gear as well, just fucking like. That was just that sort of new metal thing, wasn't it? Where everyone was like. Giant jeans. Spiky hair. All playing those fucking. What is that guitar? Like a fucking. Dunno. Skateboarding, of course. Every video around that time had a skateboarder in it. I gotta say, decent riff, you know what I mean? Enjoy the riff. But also, do you remember around that time people were like, he's wearing like thumb rings and fucking just like one of these things around his wrist, like he's in Game of Thrones, you know what I mean? Like a leather fucking thing around his hand. I don't know, I feel very just strange after that. Very fucking strange. Just imagine, how does your life get to that point? You know what I mean? Is it the same as anything? You're like, Lawrence lent a few girls on the tour bus yesterday. One of them was 17. Say nothing. Next one. She looks about 17 too. I mean, she's 16. Got a bit of a taste for it now, you know what I mean? Is that why you can't feed your dog, like, raw meat, or else it gets a taste for it and then just eats a fucking child's face? Same as Ian from Lost Prophets. Now he's just like, well, I've got the taste for it now, so we'll just get younger and younger. You know what I mean? It's like, and then he's like, anyone a fan of the Lost Prophets out there? Has a baby? Needs rid? I'm going to have to fucking delete this podcast. Oh, by the way, trigger warning. A guilty pleasure. Oh, sorry. Guilty pleasure of mine. Fuck, I don't know. I was watching some Glastonbury stuff yesterday, and I watched Idols, which was lethal. Bro, Two Door Cinema Club are fucking brilliant. I'll tell you that right now. You know, the guy is from, like, Donica Day or something, and literally sounds like, hey guys, thanks for coming out to watch us at fucking Glasto. Hey dudes, what's up, man? I'm from Bangor. I mean, shout out to their guitar player there, who we were sitting beside at Shane Todd's wedding. And Maureen's one of Maureen's favourite bands is literally Two Door Cinema Club. And neither of us knew the whole time, cause we're white. Nothing to do with it. But yeah, she was sitting beside him the whole time, didn't even know. And also Martin McCann, famous actor. It was a good row. It was a good row at that wedding. You know what I mean? Shane must have went, put all the fucking cool guys together. Huh? Guilty pleasure. What's a real guilty pleasure? Don't know. Big fan of Slipknot. That's kind of nerdy, isn't it? Guilty pleasure. Don't know. Why is it a guilty pleasure? Because it's shite. Which of the Love Island females would you marry, smashed on back doors in, slowly murder? P.S. Could you give my good friend and general banter fan, Sean Paul McCann, a shout-out up the hoods? Now, this is how shout-outs go. Shout-out to Sean Paul McCann. Okay. Great stuff. I mean, it's funny because, like, plenty of them are hot enough where you're like, oh, God, would absolutely anger bang you, but then you're such a dickhead that I would just hold you under the water in the pool for, like, 2 or 3 minutes. You know what I mean? And they all do this thing where, like, no, I'm all right. No, fucking, I'm a strong woman. I ain't fucking take your shit. No, nah, fuck you. See ya. Bye, bye, bye. All this shit. And then they just turn around like,
I hurt my feelings. Oh, I loved him when I met him 3 days ago.
Stupid cunt. Said it before, said it again. That Amber girl. Empty the bag. But a full-blown ball bag, like. And then the other girl, Anna, as well. She's a fucking just giant dude. Who is she? The Undertaker? From wrestling? 7 foot? Hey, bro. Gotta say the live podcast was really sweet. Oh, sorry. I never didn't even answer that question. Who would I marry? I don't know. You can't even begin to think like that with those full-blown whores. And I'm talking about the dudes, too. Whoresville. Hey bro, gotta say, the live podcast was really sweet. You blew the bag off it. Anyway, not a question here, but here's some dirty tunes you might like. Dan Auerbach is the main factor here. Black Keys, Shine a Little Light. Dan Auerbach, Heartbroken in Disrepair. The Arcs, The Ark. Bro, I've heard all them. Know what I mean? Big fan of the Black Keys. So there you have it. Big fan. Bit of banter around the open. Fuck off. Oh, this is from Stephen Ferris. Shout out to Stevie Ferris. You know what I mean? Rugby, Ulster, Ireland and Lions legend. You know what I mean? Smashing cunts to bits. Bit of banter around the open coming to Royal Portrush. Spent 17 million or more... £17 million or more or less a new train station. Apparently the locals are trying to rent their council houses out to Tiger Woods for $100k for the week. Yeah, I mean, my cousin works for Audi, and I think does her boyfriend also work for Audi? I don't know if they work in the same place. But yeah, they'd rang up about getting some sort of box or something for the day. They're like, oh yeah, can we get a wee box for the day? And they're like, yeah, no sweat, it's like 30 grand. Just to fucking sit and watch golf. Sort your fucking life out. Golf, bro. Wise up. Yeah, they're all getting a bit hyped up. And you know what'll happen? I don't know when it is, but knowing this fucking country, they'll spend all the money, bring everyone here, make it all hype. Everything will be fucking, oh, they open. And then it'll pish down. And people will be like, never again in this fucking toilet. Let's go to Barry's. Any chance of Birmingham gig? You going to Ramstein? No. Have you watched Chernobyl? No. I'm trying to find a good question to end on. This is a good one. This is from Anne Marie's comedy something. She'll no doubt be in Galway. We'll finish on this just because I got to keep this at an hour and we're at one fucking thing of battery somehow. Just wondering what your thoughts on the future of stand-up comedy are. When everything is getting so PC these days, do you think it's going to put a timeline on how long decent comedy and having the crack will last moving forward? See, to be honest, it'll go full circle. It'll get so fucking extreme where it's like, you can't say this, you need to do a trigger warning, you can't say this, got to be an echo chamber, blah, 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 till people eventually all fall victim to something where you're like, hold on a second, I was just talking. And you've taken a word out of context, and now I don't have a career. And everyone's going to be affected by that to a certain point where they just go, do you know what? Fuck you. And I'll tell you what it's called, guys. It's called the fucking dead-on mafia. That's what it is. I'll say what I want. You know what I mean? My friend's acting retarded. I'll call him a retard. Because it's all about context, okay? You fucking snowflake pieces of shit. But still, do whatever you want, be a snowflake. But just fucking wind your neck in a wee bit, okay? We're all just chilling out, trying to have fucking coffees. And everyone's like, I'm sorry, I didn't really like the tone of that. And I was slightly offended. I felt slighted by the way you said that, okay? Well, do you know what? That's your problem. Okay? Plenty of people say some shit. And I'm like, bro, that hurt my feelings. But I know that says a lot more about me than it does about what you just said. Oh, Colin, you're fucking too fat and ugly for your wife, who's clearly a lot hotter than you. And I go, yeah, whatever, bro. Yeah, I hurt my feelings. Why? Because I'm a fat mess. You know what I mean? You can't handle the truth, guys. It's going to go full circle. It will just go full circle till it's just, you know, whatever. You know, and there's going to be an app on your phone where people go, can you check your intent up there just to see what your intent was when you said that? Did you really mean, do you know what I mean? It's like, people just need to fucking wise up a bit. You know what I mean? Someone's singing a fucking rap tune and they drop an N-bomb. Are they racist? No, they're just getting a bit carried away in the moment. People need to fucking wise up. You know what I mean? It'll go full circle. We can say whatever we want, guys. And by the way, at this point, it's hack to pick on a comedian. See, if you're just like, oh, the comedian said this. Of course he said that. The comedian's not up there saying safe things so we all feel good. You add a bit of danger in there. Like, a real good comedian will make you laugh in a place where you shouldn't normally find humour. Because it makes it more exciting. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like when cunts jump out of planes in those squirrel suits. Do they just float through the air like, yeah. They don't. They fucking fly towards a cliff and they skim the cliff. Because it's way more exciting because they go, oh, that could have went terribly wrong. But I'm skilled enough to guide us back to safety. And that's comedians, guys. Good ones anyway. You know what I mean? I never get complaints about anything I talk about. And literally the last show was called Transblender. And it was talking about fucking trans people and fucking pedophiles and fucking you name it. It was all in there. Not a peep out of anybody. You know what I mean? Yeah, we can say whatever we want. And if someone goes, you shouldn't talk about that, you go, who are you, the Nazi police? Did I kill anyone? You know what I mean? You're literally going, I'm up here getting laughs. Ian Watkins is out there just fucking ring da da ding 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 da da ding 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 da da ding 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 da da ding, take off your nappy. And he's just in jail, no one says a word. And I'm over here trying to fucking make a joke about something.
That is fucking disgusting.
Well, guess what? Synchronized swim in my shitter. What's your whole reaction to the gamer girl bathwater for sale? Someone's selling their bathwater. Listen, dudes are perverts. Deal with it. Fucking animals. I mean, you're talking about, you know, like, oh my god, these like levels of beauty for women. Oh my god, I need to fucking shave my legs and shave my pit. Like that new ad for like Gillette, the girl's shaving her arms. I don't know who the fuck I was talking to about that. Dave or something. Everyone's like, oh, I gotta shave this and these, you know, unattainable standards of beauty and whatever. And you're like, dudes are gross. If it's dudes you're into, they don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Dudes out there drinking some stinking bitch's bathwater. You know what I mean? Oh, fucking buy my fucking warm panties. Dudes will buy that. And there's a girl putting a fucking stamp on an envelope that has a pair of fucking shitty knickers in it. Welcome to the world, all right?
I don't think you should really mention anything to do with that, because people will get triggered.
Really? Triggered to fuck off or what? Would you rather give the first 90% of a blowjob or the last 10%? Dunno. Just no percents, you know what I mean? Is that it? Is that the end of the questions? That's the end of the questions anyway. When are you doing a tour down under? Read that already. I don't know, guys. Anyone know an Irish bar somewhere in fucking Australia? And they're like, yeah, mate. Gonna sell tickets. Come on over. You know when you can get like a week's run of gigs? I'll come over. I mean, I have to go in Galway and like tomorrow night. And I have to go to Galway and I'm like, that's too far for me. So to travel for like 28 hours to get to fucking Australia to do a gig seems like a disaster. But, you know, maybe working in with a holiday or some shit like that. Yeah, I gotta get the fuck out of here, guys. It's been a pleasure. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for donating to Patreon if you do so. Keeps the wheels turning. Keeps us in microphone stands that fucking don't work anymore. I'm gonna have to swap it with this one over here. Okay? Yeah, come to the gigs. Galway tomorrow night. We got Lavery's on the 17th. We got the tour, which is on sale. Gigs are selling out already. Shine.net for information. And, you know, come to the second Odyssey gig. It's gonna be fucking class. We got documentaries coming out. We got clips coming out. Just a fucking content fucking factory over here. You know what I'm saying? And I'm playing this out of respect for the other band members who fuck adults.
I got it figured out. Wanna do whatever. Laugh until September.
Fuck up, babies.
I'm out of here. Respect. Okay? Kisses.